We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Look at Landfill finding all the old rejoins. I love it. I love it, Landini. Time to talk a little college football. If you are like me and you love watching college football, then you need to make sure you are following our next guest, Mr. Tim Murray. If you are like me and you like to bet on college football, you definitely need to make sure you follow our next guest, Mr. Tim Murray. Tim
joins us. Mr. Redhead Kingpin.
Tim joins us via the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Timmy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys? Happy belated Thanksgiving.
What's up,
everyone?
Dude?
I hope B, did you do your patented Nolan style Thanksgiving for the crew at 106.7?
No, I haven't bought anything in yet. I'm supposed to be bringing in a little special thing on Friday, though.
Ooh,
so
man.
You know, since we got a little bastard in here that can't eat no shrimp, so we got to make just a chicken and sausage
Who
gumbo.
Who doesn't eat shrimp?
Damn, Jeff. I don't want him to die on my watch. I mean, you know, if I didn't care about him, I'd say try the damn shrimp, man. He's been trying to try it for like the last 2 months, and I won't let him try shrimp. Because he told me he's allergic to it.
I think we should
it.
Let him try it.
Hell no, because I'm not putting my mouth on him. If he has to start passing out, I'm not giving him mouth to mouth.
Just let me die. I'll be all right. It's just my time. You can't stop
we don't need B. Mitch to be giving EpiPens to people.
JP, like, oh, let him try it. You know
why? Let him try it.
Because everything is content for JP.
Hey, that's spoken like, you know what? That's spoken like a true radio host. You know, he was a TV guy for a long time, and now he's in the radio. He's fully ingrained. Hey, if he makes a good bit, makes a good bit, you know?
That's
exactly,
it.
Exactly. I don't want Jeff to die, for the record. Everybody can follow Tim at One Tim Murray. Of course, you can watch him on VSiN Primetime with Sean King, 6 to 9, and he's got his own college football betting podcast. Timmy, get us up to speed on where we're at going into championship weekend in college football.
Yeah, so when it comes to the playoff, it's pretty simple. And it's a big if USC and TCU both win. If they both win, you got your four. It's done. Wrap it up with a bow. It's going to be Georgia. It's going to be Michigan. It's going to be USC and TCU in one order or another. As we saw last night, the intrigue was who was number five, and ultimately that was Ohio State. But USC plays on Friday night here in Las Vegas. They're a three-point favorite against Utah. They played Utah earlier this year. They lost 43-42. And then you've got TCU. They play on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon in Dallas. They're a 2.5-point favorite against Kansas State. They beat Kansas State earlier this year, but there was some fortune with injuries to quarterbacks in that game where Kansas State blew an 18-point lead. But if those two teams both win, I don't think it really matters what Georgia and or Michigan does. Those two teams are in. So we'll see how it all plays out. But Utah, I'll say this. We'll start with USC, guys. Mm-hmm. USC has to win. They have to win on Friday night because they've already got a loss. TCU, I think it gets interesting because they're undefeated. And, you know, their strength of record is solid. You know, I know a lot of people will say, well, they're not a big brand and the committee will figure out a way to get Ohio State in there. It's possible. You know, precedent says that was the case back in 2014. But USC and Utah is so fascinating to me Friday night here in Las Vegas. And, you know, quick aside, guys, I don't know if there's ever been a player from the WCAC to win the Heisman Trophy. it's ending this year because Caleb Williams, shout out to Gonzaga, he is winning the Heisman Trophy. That dude is special, and he made my Notre Dame Fighting Irish have headaches all night long last Saturday night because that kid is – the fact that that kid, I'm not going to get into that whole, like, he should be able to go pro. I don't, whatever. The fact that he has to play college football next year is amazing because he looks like a pro. He looks like he's ready to go into the NFL.
Actually, this question.
Love watching
the league. I mean, those people on that little committee, they're looking for the biggest following. You think they're, like, sitting over there with their fingers crossed hoping that TCU loses?
I think if you well, I could tell you this, B. I could tell you the folks at ESPN and ABC who spent, you know, billions of dollars for the TV rights. This is no knock on TCU. Guess what was the most watched college football game of the year on Saturday? Ohio State, Michigan.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
And if they could get Ohio State back in there, I mean, they are probably so frustrated that Ohio State lost in the fashion that they did, because if they lost by 3, there's no debate. Like, if TCU were to lose or USC were to lose, you'd say, well, you know, the instant classic and Ohio State, you know, just gets in. Look, they could maneuver ways to get them in. I'll say this, though. What's really telling, and last night we were doing this show, and the rankings came out. And BetMGM, you know, a lot of different, you know, sources out there, places you can bet. But BetMGM is the sponsor of my show, so we use their odds. It's really telling, guys, that USC, TCU, and Ohio State all have the same odds to win the national championship, and Ohio State's on the outside looking in right now, because the thought is if Ohio State were to get into the playoff, they would have a legitimate shot and a better shot in the eyes of odds makers to win the national title than either USC or TCU.
Wow.
What's crazy is I want USC to get in. I've always kind of rooted for them, like them. No real reason to. I just think they're cool. you're a Notre Dame guy. But I think you got to want Caleb Williams on that stage, man.
No,
against Georgia with the whole country watching. How cool would that be?
It would. No, and you know, he is – and once again, the crazy thing is, guys, if you go back and if people watched on Saturday night, you know, his mystifying, magical plays, however you want to define them, statistically speaking, it really wasn't even that great of a game, but what he was able to do, avoiding the pressure, looking Mahomesian in, you know, a 12-yard. I mean, Chris Fowler lost his mind on an 8-yard pass on a third and 20. He was like, oh, my God. And it's like, dude, he's 12 yards short of the sticks. But that's what Caleb Williams did on Saturday night. And the reason why it's a slam dunk that he wins the Heisman Trophy, in my eyes, regardless of what happens this weekend, is that Caleb Williams has emerged. He has stepped up in the biggest moments, right? Saturday night against Notre Dame, the weekend prior against UCLA, against Utah, even in a loss, put up some big numbers. He is spectacular, and he makes the touchdown runs. He's, you know, he's just so fun to watch. So I don't disagree. As much as I despise the Trojans out in L.A., I love watching Caleb Williams. I'm a college football fan, and I want to see USC get tested against a team like Georgia. I think that would be phenomenal television to watch.
Yeah, I agree. dude, let's get to this weekend then. We're talking to our friend Tim Murray. You can follow him on Twitter at @1TimMurray. Watch him on VSiN from 6 to 9 with Sean King. Who could get upset this weekend? TCU, USC? Any chance Georgia?
Absolutely.
Like,
I don't think, especially Jaden Daniels got hurt late in that game. And if Jaden Daniels isn't playing for LSU or he's not 100%, what makes Daniels so tricky is the fact that he is just an electric talent. And he can utilize his legs, like we saw against Alabama.
Who's getting to take all those hits he takes, though? He takes unnecessary hits.
Right, and B, if he's not healthy, look, and here's the thing, too, and my co-host says this sometimes, rather either to poke my buttons or whatever, but he's like, well, Georgia's not as good as last year. I'm like, that's fair. However, when they needed to play at their best, i.e. Oregon week one, Tennessee, they smoked both of those teams, absolutely dominated it. And I feel like you're going to get that type of performance this weekend, especially if Jaden Daniels is hampered. By the way, I'll just tell you this right now. When we started this interview, USC was a 3-point favorite. It just got bumped down to 2.5. So despite the public being all over the Utes, we've seen some money come in here on USC. So I told you guys
what that means.
Well, I told you guys this a couple weeks ago, right? When Baylor played TCU, and it's not always foolproof, but the line can kind of tell you a story. And what I mean by that is when it's 2.5, it's kind of begging you, right, to take the favorite, because mm-hmm. what's a very common final score, a 3-point finish.
Mm-hmm.
And right. the fact that Utah's only a 2.5-point underdog and Kansas State is only a 2.5-point underdog, the books are saying, yeah, come on in, bet the favorite, see what happens. And so it's really interesting to see how that plays out. I'll be honest, I haven't bet either one of those games. I lean towards the dog in both. You know, and you'll hear this a lot this week. You know, it's really hard to beat a team twice. And B, you know that, right? You played in the NFL mm-hmm. and in the NFC East. It is.
I've seen it happen.
But last year, Utah played Oregon the second to last week of the regular season, won by 3 touchdowns. They played 2 weeks later. Utah won by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So it's not always like, well, you know, you can't beat a team twice. And Utah did it once. I think the one thing I'm curious about this USC-Utah game is the Notre Dame's strength is physicality, and they were really physical in that game, both on the offensive and the defensive line. And now you play Utah, and that's kind of their strength too. Utah is and Oregon State are the two teams in the Pac-12, guys, that I look at as really non-Pac-12 brands in the sense of how they want to play. They want to pound you. They want to beat you up. And we'll see. I mean, this is going to be 3 straight really big games for USC, and the pressure is all on them, right? TCU and USC, the pressure is all on them. Utah and Kansas State, guys, they're playing with house money. They're like, yeah, let's go ruin these two team seasons. USC has gone up to the task the last 2 weeks, right? They beat UCLA. They beat Notre Dame with the pressure. 3rd straight week, pressure's on you. So we'll see how these two teams respond.
I know that Caleb Williams can be drafted. Who's the first quarterback pick?
I think it's Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. He's slight, though, man.
He doesn't
special.
Look that big, man.
He's special, but he is tiny. I mean, he makes all the big throws. He's elusive, but he is he's a slight dude. And that's what makes me worry. But I'm not – I don't know. I'm curious.
Imagine John Allen hitting him.
Yeah.
Imagine Deron Payne hitting him.
Hey, you better be like I was in college. Don't get hit.
Well, the guy up in Philadelphia finds ways not to get hit. I mean, he doesn't take
the
punishment.
Yeah, I mean, see, because that's what I would always say that about Kyler, and then he gets in the league, he starts getting hit.
Right.
You know, and I think sometimes the difference is, I think Robert found this out. Robert got around the corner every time he thought about it when he was at Baylor. He got into the NFL, and he found out that guy that normally ran 4.9 in college, he runs 4.6 in the pros. And he cuts you off. So eventually it's going to happen. Just don't get caught wrong.
Talking with our friend Tim Murray here from VSiN. You can watch him every night with Sean King, 6 to 9. You can also check out the College Football Betting Podcast. So, Timmy, what are some numbers you like this weekend then? If I know you,
yeah.
You've got some action going already.
So, I am intrigued by the two dogs. I haven't played it yet. I lean more towards towards Kansas State in this spot. And that's the Big 12 championship and the Pac-12 championship. But, you know, one game that really fascinates me, actually, I'll give you two. Boise State and Fresno State playing in the Mountain West championship. And I think you're getting the best possible scenario here in a year that this conference has really been down. Like, some of the teams in that conference are just dreadful. Jay Kaner's a guy, if folks haven't watched him, and he plays a lot of late-night games, so folks might not have seen him. Jay Kaner's a baller. He's the quarterback for Fresno State. He got hurt early on in the year, and they really took a massive step back. Once he returned, they haven't lost yet. Boise State, interesting thing that they did this year, guys, they fired their offensive coordinator and brought in Dirk Cutter. Dirk Cutter lives in Boise.
From the Bucks.
Yeah, so Dirk Cutter's their OC and has actually done a really nice job. They've got a fun quarterback, too. I like Fresno State. They're a 3.5-point underdog. I'm going to roll with Fresno there just because I think Jay Kaner is the best player in that conference. So when in doubt, if you get the best player, I'm going to take the points with him. It is a road game. And then the AAC championship.
It's a straight road game, not a neutral site?
Yeah, straight road game. So there's a couple games to keep an eye on. The Sun Belt Conference is a straight road game at Troy. The AAC, which is Tulane in Central Florida, that's a straight road game. That one is at Tulane. So there's a couple games that are non-neutral sites. That game's fascinating to me, guys. Central Florida and Tulane.
Yeah.
You've seen the market move towards Tulane. And, you know, B, I'm curious your thoughts on this because on Monday, Willie Fritz, the head coach of Tulane, wouldn't address coaching rumors. He said, you know, I'm the coach of Tulane right now. And you're like, well, he's gone.
Whenever they say right now, they're going.
And then it comes out yesterday, he's staying. He put out a statement. Things fell apart at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's hiring the interim coach there. So he sounds like he's staying put. Not that you need motivation for a championship game, but I think that gives him just a little extra oomph. Yeah. And you're starting to see the market move with Tulane here. So I think Tulane takes care of business against Central Florida. It is that revenge factor, right? Central Florida was able to run all over them a couple weeks ago, but they've got quarterback issues. John Reese Plumlee, their starter's a little bit banged up. So the two games that I like right now, maybe a little bit more off the radar, because you're looking at the SEC, 18-point spread, Big Ten, 17-point spread, ACC, North Carolina, man, like... Goodness gracious. They've lost back-to-back games against teams with, you know, third-string quarterbacks. Wow. But they've got a special QB in Drake May. So, you know, UNC intrigues me a little bit to take the points. But I'd say I like Tulane and I like Fresno State. Those would be the two I like right now. Keeping an eye on those two dogs, though, Utah and TCU in the bigger conference championship.
Yeah, that coach at Tulane was smart. He said, I'm Tulane's quarterback. I'm the coach of Tulane now. And then one of those boosters came and said, look, we got money down here in Louisiana.
Exactly. you know about that Louisiana money, B.
Nothing fell apart at Georgia Tech. The money got bigger down in New Orleans.
The fascinating thing, guys, and I can't wait to find out where he ultimately lands. Where's Prime going? Where's Deion going? Mm. Colorado wants him desperately.
I don't know if he's going to go to Colorado. I think if he leaves Jackson State, he's going to a bigger
college. I think he's trying to leverage that into a bigger job. He has made it be known. He's been offered Colorado. From my understanding, USF really wanted him. I don't think he's going to go to USF. So maybe he just plays the waiting game and you know, kind of keeps dangling it out there. Hey, Colorado wants me. Who else? Who else wants to get into the mix here?
I wonder if the Seminoles had fallen apart. And, I mean, it looks like Norvell's got that thing working good, now, man, in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. But you wonder what the call of alma mater would mean. If FSU ever came calling, I think for Deion would be an interesting spot.
Well, I think Deion really wanted Ole Miss. I think he wanted Lane to go to Auburn, and then he would have been right there in the state, and he goes to
Ole
Miss.
Can you imagine Deion Sanders coaching at Ole Miss?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm just saying, he gonna ruffle some feathers down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, think about the cachet that he's got.
Oh, he got that.
Who gets to hang out with the GOAT on the Aflac commercials? No other college coach except for Deion.
You let him go to Florida, a team like Florida State, Nick Saban would be complaining the hell out of things then.
If you
got the attention of Nick at Jackson State, what the hell will you do to him if you're at one of the top conferences in a college and you're pulling that type of talent? He'll be complaining so much.
Timmy, before we let you go, man, you're a D.C. guy at heart, even though you're Mr. Vegas now. What do you think of this Commanders run?
Well, I'll be honest. I like to be transparent. I had the Falcons plus 4.5, so that was that was not fun. But it's wild, man. It's just like it's like Mr. Toad's wild ride. I don't know what turn we're going to go on. But that defense, and I know you guys, you know, talk about it, and obviously I follow you guys and listen to a lot of D.C. content while I'm out here in Vegas. But, man, that defense is no joke. That D-line is living up to its billing, which is awesome to see. And, you know, when you live in the gambling space, I hate hearing they're like, well, you just, you know, it's like TCU. You know, everyone's like, well, they just find ways to get it done. I'm like, oh, that's a load of crap. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Taylor Heineke's kind of that, right? It's like he just finds a way to get it done. He makes some throws that make you want to, you know, pound your head into the wall. But at the end of the day, wins is all that matters, and he kept figuring it out. So, I mean, how about this two-game stretch? And I'll say this, guys. Washington's a road favorite against the Giants. Telling you something. I mean, Vegas is impressed by what they see from Washington right now. So, at this point, it certainly feels like in an NFC, the NFC South is a dumpster fire. I mean, certainly feels like playoffs are absolutely achievable for this franchise.
Absolutely. Defense travels, too. Timmy, we appreciate your time, man. Seriously.
All right, Tim.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
That's our guy, Tim Murray. Check him out at One Tim Murray. When we return, let's talk a little bit more about what Tim said about Heineke. Plus, I got TV trouble. I need answers. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. No peros años. Felicidad.
I like this song. It's kind of silly, but what the hell? You like this one, B?
Yeah. I thought you didn't like Christmas song.
You know what? I'm in. Tomorrow's December. Tomorrow's December.
We know December. We were gonna work you over, and then you'll just give in.
Wore me down.
Yeah,
just wore me down.
Yes, we did.
Found this interesting. Ron Rivera just spoke to the media and said that they're gonna have a decision on Carson Wentz. Probably not until Friday, whether they're going to activate him to the roster or not. And part of the decision-making with Carson is because they have to see what else is going on with the roster as far as injuries. Kind of interesting.
A little bit of
roster manipulation might be at play, B.
And you talked about that offensive line early, and I said it may be best to have multiple offensive linemen that are going to be there for you because you don't know what's going to happen and not worry about some other position. Hey, kind of weird that they're doing that with the quarterback position, but, hey.
Well, it's also because it's the backup, right? Like, if they needed him, it would be quite different. But it's something for us to watch as the week goes on. I know that much. I wanted to talk about this TV situation of mine last night,
mm-hmm.
and I need your opinion as the engineer of the two of us. So was running around yesterday and kind of planned my day around wanting to watch Maryland play Louisville last night on TV. And get the kids to bed. And, like, you remember what it's like having little kids. Like, getting kids to bed is a task, man. It is a task. The kids go nuts. They start screaming. They're throwing stuff. Like, it's fun, but it just takes a while, you know? Get the kids to bed, pour a cocktail, sit down on the couch, and we hear this, like, pop. We hear this noise that is like something, like a snap. And I look at my wife. I'm like, what was that? She was in the other room. She's like, oh, I thought it came from in there. And I'm like, oh, hell, what is this noise? So all of a sudden, we're like looking around, trying to figure out what the noise is. Everything seems normal. So I sit down and I press power on the television, mm-hmm. or on the cable box, I suppose. Nothing's happening. Sometimes my kids will mess around with stuff. The TV's plugged into a surge protector into the wall. Maybe they turn that off. So I go back there. I make sure, huh, well, that's still on. And then I noticed that the cable box has power. Like, you know how the cable box kind of turns, like, blue? Mm-hmm. Like a little light comes on? So everything's getting power, and the TV just refuses to come on. What the hell? So then I, you know, being the savvy scientific mind I am, I bring my cell phone and the cell phone charger over to the plug to make sure just the power is working, right? Power's working, no problem. We got a TV problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pull the TV down off the wall, and it's mounted. And dealing with any of those mounts is a fairly giant pain in the ass. And this is also the TV in the living room of my house. So it's like a decorated, like there's pictures and Christmas decorations and all this stuff we have to move. And then, you know, there's like eight wires back there between the HDMI cable, the actual cable, multiple power cables, all this stuff that my wife has kind of rigged to look nice, you know, because this is our living room.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it all down, try to plug the TV in a couple different outlets, all outlets I know work, and the TV is just shot, B. It just, mm-hmm. it will not turn on. What the hell happened?
You asking me?
Yeah.
How long you've had the TV?
Dude, like 2 or 3 years, nothing crazy.
2 or 3 years? Did the kids hit anything?
Is this a normal thing?
No, not. I haven't dealt with it like that, but I'm saying, did they hit anything that sent a jolt to the TV?
I mean, I want to say no, but with a 7 and a 3-year-old, possibly. I can't rule it out, but I don't believe so.
Or you could have a TV that's just like a lemon, just have a little something that's messed with it, and it might have fried.
Just my luck to get a television to just fry, right? So I told my wife, I was like, don't worry, I'll take care of this. She's like, listen, most of the time when you say don't worry, I'll take care of this, I know it's going to be a month before you actually do anything.
So she's going to get a TV today.
She said, she's like, but when it comes to TV, I think you actually will take care of this. So well, I got that going for me.
Yeah, that's just so you bring it in within the end of this week. Because if she don't have a TV by this weekend, she's going to get one.
B, if I don't have a TV by this weekend, so
see your TV is working. Is this a TV in your area?
No, dude, this is in the living room.
See, you're not worried because you got those three outside, and she knows that. So if you don't want to have those TVs interrupted where she's watching one thing, your kids are watching something else, you might want to go get that TV dog.
I plan on it, B. I plan on it. Although I have to hustle home from Ashburn today.
When JP say I plan on it, that means it may not happen. Like I'm with Lauren on this, and it may be a month.
I have to hustle home from Ashburn today because Lauren has something tonight. Tennis, dinner, I don't know. But you know what I'm not doing, Brian? I'm going to be very clear about something. I am not babysitting. I'm just hanging out with my kids.
About time right? You learn that. It's about damn time.
Here's what's annoying. So last night, I tweeted out a picture of the situation at my home, and I made it, I thought, abundantly clear that my TV broke, and now I got to watch this little busted-ass TV that I put up over my mantle where the good TV goes.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of people that were like, yo, your TV sucks, dude, and just missed the part where the TV broke is astonishing. It's just astonishing.
You have to learn that everything is not for everybody to see. You know what the problem is. Go get your TV in the hell with them. Because have you learned yet? Social media is not to do anything that's logical. Social media is that you put something up and people are going to automatically make fun of you. No matter what you put up, they're going to find something wrong with what you put up. And if you keep going to it, I'm going to start faulting you and not nobody else.
Landfill, did you see the pictures of my broken TV?
I didn't know, but of course your TV's broken. You don't know how technology works.
I know how electricity works,
Landfill.
It's like
JP go on social media to ask somebody about a medical thing, and when they don't have the right answers, they get mad at them. If you go to idiots, they're going to give you idiotic comments.
Jeff, did you see my
Jeff is gone
from last night?
He's gone to rehab, he said. I told him to stop as a psychiatrist also.
Jeff's gone to rehab.
Yeah,
like a real sentence.
You know what I noticed? Every time he has to go to this doctor, he put that damn brace back on his hand. But he doesn't wear the brace.
To have it on.
He doesn't wear the brace any time other than the days he has to go to the doctor.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So here's the real question, B. I'm going to go buy a new TV. The old TV was 50 inches. My wife claims I can get a bigger one.
Yeah, they're on sale right now.
I know. It's a good day. I'm going to take my life in my own hands.
I saw a 75 or 85, I think it was, at when I was in Costco the other day, and it was $587.
Damn, that's awesome. I don't think I can get away with a 75-inch, but I might get like a 55-inch.
Hey, the 75 would work outside. One of those ones outside could go inside, dude.
You might be talking about something. You might be onto something
helping
there.
Helping you out there, dog.
What if I just buy one that's too big, and then I'm like, oh, no other choice but to take it outside, and we'll move that one inside.
Let's just hope she's not listening right now.
Of course. You know what? She's at a field trip today. Shelby School had a field trip to the Children's Museum.
She's seen you do things, like when you're on certain things and you're listening to sports. She said, let me listen to him, see what he's talking about. I know you're going to talk about this damn TV.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I just buy the biggest TV I can and we'll see what happens. I don't want to have to remount it. Mounting TVs is such a pain in the ass.
I have a guy who can come mount it for you.
Who? Really?
My buddy Tony. Tony, that's what he does. Tony is the mounter.
Tony the mounter.
Tony Tally. Right.
Dude, I might legit want that. So
let me know. I just connect.
Could he come tonight?
Well, damn, JP. I don't know about tonight. Maybe he come tomorrow. I could call him and find out. TV, I know he went to the other guy. I think he went to... my buddy Carl's house already and hooked his up.
So I have a mount. I think if I get a bigger TV, I'm going to have to move the mount up, and I'm not sure I really feel like dealing with it, frankly.
Well, I want me to send you the number and you call?
Yeah, send me the number, and we'll go from there.
Right.
Here's what we need to do. We need to make some bets. I believe I'm off to a start, and I also believe that Jeff Walker is gone and may have taken all the information with him, and we'll never know.
Sure did. We don't know who won what.
Let's find out when we return. We'll text Jeff Walker, see if we can get him out of rehab. All right, we'll be right back.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, B. We all make bets on this program. One thing there's something interesting going on at practice today. It's running very fast. Ron, they started practicing around noon, and Ron was talking to the media by like 1:15.
That's not. That's what they did last year. As the season went on, they got shorter. Jay, you forgot?
Yeah, but Wednesday was still usually the long one.
Even that got quick last year. And you know, because I'm gonna tell you why I remember. Because every time I got a joke from Ahmed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's correct. You were right about that. But Heineke's about to talk, and he just pulled his fresh Jordans out of the box. The Jordans that are supposed to be Falcons Jordans, they're kind of just cool-looking Jordans with a little bit of red, but whatever. The Jordan gimmick is alive and well, and I'm kind of into it. Where do you land on the Jordan gimmick?
You say what? A gimmick?
Yeah.
I think he's just like Jordan. Probably going to buy them anyway, but he decided, okay, well, I'll get the colors of the teams we play if we beat them.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this. I'm just going to hope we got the information from Jeff. It's time for her to hear first.
JP, people are taking care of you, man.
Took care of me?
I got a 55-inch Class 4 Series 4K UHD HDR Smart Roku TV for $319. And it's about a few miles from you where you're at right now, a Best Buy.
Okay. Oh, the Best Buy. There's a Best Buy and a Walmart just north
of not far.
Of Commander's Park.
It's $319.99, 55 inches. I think that'll be about good.
There's about to be a Raising Cane's next to that Best Buy, too.
We talk about TVs, and he telling us about, I love Raising Cane's.
About chicken. I have never had Raising Cane's.
Oh, it's good, man.
We should switch that around. B, when you lived in New York, did you ever go to this place called Dino and Harry's?
Once.
In Hoboken?
One time.
How, is that a good one time or a bad one time?
No, I just went in there with Dorsey Levis one time.
Okay. I think...
Hoboken.
I think I'm going there Saturday.
I just love Hoboken. Love the just saying Hoboken. Because I say, man, you got a whole town named after hobos.
Landfill, give us the results, sir.
All right.
We just found out. He took the paper. I'm messing with you.
Jeff Walker took the Canucks because he sucks.
Yeah. Bleep you, Jeff.
I think that's why he left today.
B-Mitch took a Warriors parlay. That also lost.
Yeah, because the Warriors. You told me, JP. You asked me where they at home, and they weren't.
Jupu, you took some random school, Bellarmine, plus 29.5 against Kentucky. That won.
That number was ridiculous.
Yeah. They won?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
No, they didn't win. They only lost by 19.
They covered.
They played their fourth
spread
last night.
Navy's playing a game right now? Navy just has a noon tip-off on a...
Yeah. I mean...
That's kind of weird.
Dude, they've been up since 5:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. They're doing their regular thing now.
Yeah, the Navy never sleeps, man.
They never sleep. They're out there doing their work.
All right. And then I won a soccer parlay.
Are you 4-0 now?
No, I'm 2-1. Jeff is 2-1. B. Mitch, Owen Mitchell, 0-2. And Jupu is 2-0.
Oh, you're going to take out what he said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start putting some money on this thing. Then I'll get better.
I'm 2-0, baby. All right, Jeff sent his pick in. Is there World Cup on today? Is that what he's talking about?
He's taking Mexico.
That's the only way. Because we can't pick Mexico and nothing else.
Mm-mm.
What do you like, Landini?
You're going to have to come back to me there, buddy.
All right. What about you, Mr. Mitchell?
Is that Argentina playing today?
Yes, they are.
Give me Argentina.
Can't take Argentina.
Why?
They're minus 250.
Oh, man. I can take them to tie? No, I can't take them to tie.
Mm-mm. You might be able to take them like minus 1.5 or something.
I mean, you can take them to tie if you want to, but it's plus 360.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would never do that. Mm-hmm. They're going to win. Anyway, give me the Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Because Karl-Anthony Towns is not playing. I hope that works. And then, Miami Heat. What the hell? They don't have anybody playing?
Memphis Grizzlies. I'm taking Robert Lewandowski to have a shot on goal, by the way.
Who?
Polish striker.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm taking him to have a shot on goal.
You can bet on one dude shooting once? He doesn't even have to make it?
Yeah, he just got to shoot at it.
We went over this yesterday. By the way,
hey, you want to bet probably doing something like that. Phoenix Suns.
The Grizzlies minus 2.5 and the Suns minus 5.5.
Yeah.
I am going to Philadelphia, a city that I constantly feel like I'm going to get stabbed whenever I walk around.
I think you will if you keep talking all that trash. Because you know what? Every time you say something, somebody tell me to tell you that they already heard it. But I never do it because I don't want you to be scared.
Yeah, I'm going
to
put a call into some of my boys.
I'm already scared.
Not a fan of how you're talking about
them. I'm
going to
just let them take care of you from now on. I'll let them know what time you're getting in and what type of car you're in.
Tell me what you think about this, B. That Big Five stuff up there is serious business.
That what?
The Big Five, the college hoops up there in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
LaSalle, I couldn't name a single LaSalle player since Lionel Simmons played there. All right? LaSalle's plus 5.5 at home with Temple coming across town.
LaSalle where?
LaSalle's at home with Temple coming there.
Okay.
They're getting 5.5.
4.5. Use the right app.
4.5. Yeah, use the right app.
Give me the Explorers plus the points at home. I don't know if I have a college basketball system yet, but this would fit the model. So we're trying to develop a model right now for college.
Man, until you start sticking to that damn model is broken.
Bottles and models, baby. Thank you to all of our guests today. Thank you to Tim Murray for joining us. I really enjoyed having Tim on there. I love talking college football with that dude. Thank you to Pat Leonard. Gave us a really good Giants preview. And thank you to Ben White. Joins us every Wednesday, and we get smarter, and we talk football. That's what this show is all about. Thank you to Brian. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to Landfill. No thank you to Jeff, who apparently left early.
Just left.
Yeah, what the hell, Jeff? Wizards are on tonight, 7:30 against Durant. Wizards catching a big number if you like them in Brooklyn. Check that out on 980 or NBC Sports Washington. Grant and Danny coming your way next. If you made it this far, I owe you a DC brow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.